Hello, everyone. My name is Al Smith, and I'm the founder and director of Bishop Sheen Today. I want to welcome you to this edition of Christmas Inspirations with Bishop Sheen. And we've been sharing over the month of December these timeless works. And again, it's nice to have these treasures in your home where you just open up this beautiful booklet that has great art in it and these powerful meditations. And so it's a rare find, this booklet. It's not being reproduced today, and so nice to pull it out of the vault and share it with you. And today we will share our screen and we'll bring up today's meditation. And it's simply going to be entitled, What is a Man? The Higher Evolution. Fulton Sheen writes, from the evolutionary point of view, it is perhaps true that the body of man is a push from below. But Christmas teaches that man is also a gift from above. He's not only of the earth earthly, he is also of the heaven heavenly. Not only a risen beast, but a fallen angel. He is therefore not supposed to act like a beast, because he came from one, but to act divinely, because made to God's own image and likeness. Man is not only a little biochemical entity, of flesh and blood, not more than 6 feet tall, apt to be killed by a microbe, standing self-centered in such a universe as this, acknowledging no future and still hoping that blind cosmic forces of space and time will sweep him on until he becomes lost in the bursting of the great cosmic bubble. Rather, Christmas shows that though he has much in common with lower creation, it is possible for him to respond to the gift which God brought forth to earth on Christmas. Looking at him, image of what we were meant to be, we see not only our actual ignorance, but our possible wisdom. Not only our actual sinfulness, but our possible saintliness. Not just our actual humanity, but our possible sharing in his life. Then, by an act of self-distrust, which is the highest kind of self-assertion, we enroll ourselves under no less a person than the Son of God made man, saying, I am thine, O God, help me whom thou hast made. I want to thank you for joining me today for this edition of Christmas Inspirations, and I'd invite you to come back again tomorrow as we share these timeless works. And so until next time, may the Lord continue to bless you and keep you. May the Lord let his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. And may the good Lord look upon you kindly and bring you peace. God love you.